Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of One Flight Apart. My name is Cassie, and today I will be the only host today because I have a guest today. I invited a friend of mine back in Berlin. Her name is Vithya, and I thought she would be a really great fit for the topic that we're going to talk about today because she moved a lot throughout her childhood, and I also moved a few times throughout my life. And when we were in Berlin, we would have a lot of conversations together, and the topic of like adjusting to a new culture or like adjusting to a new school would often be like the something we would talk about. It's like a topic that pops up in our daily conversations. So yeah, and so that's enough of me talking. So let's welcome Vithya.
Hi.
Hi, Vithya. Do you want to like tell us a little bit about yourself, like what you study now, where you study, or and like your hobbies or stuff like that?
All right. Hi, my name is Vithya. I'm 19 years old. I'm studying cognitive neuroscience and psychology at Manchester University. I like drawing, watching TV shows.
Yeah, no. Vithya's
listening
like
to music.
Vithya has a hidden talent. Like she's actually really good at art, even though she studies cognitive neuroscience. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
she's really good at art too. Wait, is your art account public?
No, I made it private. I made it private recently.
I was gonna say like shout out to her Instagram account if you want to check it. But yeah, me and Vithya used to do art together. And then she decided to study more like science related thing.
Mostly because art was clashing with chemistry.
Oh yeah,
and
right.
I needed chemistry. I was bitter about that for the entire time we were studying.
Oh, yeah, so in our school, it's like really small and there's not a lot of students and resources. The subjects would often clash with each other. And if we like, for example, like art and what's the other thing? Oh, chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah. If you like both of them, you can't take them because they're happening at the same time.
I remember after every chemistry lesson, I just come straight to the art room.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Be like, yes, absorb some art.
No, you would like come to me and I would be struggling because I did IB art, if you guys don't know. And Vithya would come in and I would be like, Vithya, help me with this. I felt so bad because like I would always ask you to help me with stuff.
You all helped me a lot too with math, especially.
Wait, I did? With math?
Well, I don't know. You kept me sort of motivated. Help me like directly because you were really hardworking and you were motivated. And yeah, I just lost my motivation through my IB.
Yeah, I was like really stressed out a lot of times. I thought I was actually scared that I would stress you out because I was stressing out so much. Like, whenever I talked to you, I would always be like, I'm stressed. And I felt like that was probably really annoying.
Not really. Most of our conversations were basically about, we have to do this, you have to do that. I feel so bad, pessimistic most of the time.
Yeah. Oh my god, I hear the background noise. So Vithya has like pipes above her head. Do you want to explain that?
Is there water?
Yeah, I think
so.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm living underground in the basement. So every time someone uses the washroom or something in the apartment, yeah, you'll probably hear.
Oh, my God. Someone's flushing their toilet. What the hell?
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't find another quiet place, so.
Okay. Okay, Vithya, do you want to tell them, like, how we met and how we bonded?
So we met on... Well, my first day when I came to BIS. Well, I guess we bonded because we were both new. Mm-hmm. I didn't really connect with anyone else because I felt so like out of place. And then because you were also new, you started like a week before me or 2 weeks. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I started at the beginning.
Oh, okay. When did I think started in October, like the start of October, I think.
Is that a month later?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, like, you were new, and then we were out in the It's like the playground area.
The courtyard, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
near the kindergarten area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know, our school is really small. There's like kindergarten until 12th grade. So everyone's basically in the same area. It's so weird. So mm-hmm. Yeah, Vithia was there. Who were you with? Were you with a group or?
I think Charlotte was like introducing me to you. I think I remember that.
Abby was there too, right?
I don't know if it's Charlotte or Nika. I don't know. Someone was like showing me around that day, and Abby was there too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I saw you, and I was like, "Hey!" And then you were like, "Oh no!" I was like, "I'm new too."
Yeah. And then we basically just stuck together for the rest of...
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in the beginning, you were quite... like, the first impression I had of you was, like, you were sitting on the hallway, and you were reading a book. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you did during break, I think.
Yeah, that's what I did all the time, basically. Yeah,
which Vithia's a bookworm.
Indeed.
What's your impression of me?
Well, I thought you were, like... more relatable personality. Like most of the people there were really outgoing. It's not like I don't like that, but I feel more comfortable. Like especially since I was new, I was more comfortable with talking to you because you're more of the quiet type, and we could relate more because you're also new. And so I think I liked that I could talk to you like in a slower pace,
mm-hmm.
not really dive into you. So I guess that was my first impression. And I guess, like, from the start, you also seem pretty serious.
Wait, what? I was serious. Maybe I am kind of a serious person. Yeah, I think I'm a serious person. I would say that.
Mm. But we didn't really have a lot of classes together.
No, not at all. Then, I don't think we had any classes together.
I don't really remember.
Wait, 10th grade. There was, like, two classes, right? Were there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were, like, homerooms. Wait, how did it...
I barely remember anything from 10th grade.
Remember anything like how did our schedules even work? Oh my god, I remember. So like homeroom A would have a different schedule than homeroom B because like each homeroom would have science all together. Remember?
Oh, science, yes.
Yeah. Right. We had to take like biochemistry and physics.
We weren't in the same class, right?
No, because
what classes did we have together?
We didn't have any classes together.
Seriously, that is so weird.
I don't remember any classes we had together. No, I really don't remember. Because, like, homeroom C, were you C?
Yeah, I think so.
And I was B, I think. Like, they never have any classes together or something like that.
Mm.
I really don't have any memory of 10th grade. Like, I don't...
That is so strange. I don't remember anything at all.
Yeah, because I feel like in 10th grade, the only people that you have with for the same subject are the people who are in your homeroom. We just, like, moved around together, I guess.
I find that really weird how we...
don't remember.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. We started hanging out more in 11th grade.
I think so. I vividly remember you telling me that you wanted to change to art mm-hmm. from a subject. I don't remember what that subject was. Was there, like, an option thing? Like, you do either art or something? Oh, no, wait, not theater, but something else.
I thought it was only art. You, like, cycle between art, music, and... what else was it? Just art and music, right?
No, but, like, I think you could do art IGCSE, right? You could do art IGCSE. But then there was also art without the IGCSE.
Oh, we did IGCSE art together. That's...
That's the only class we had together. But
yes,
but okay. Before you were doing another subject and then you were like you wanted to change and you were asking me about it. So that's how we started to like talk to each other more.
What about German? Who did you have for German?
Wait, were we in the same? We are. Wait, isn't that woman with she was like Italian, like she was like
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we
yeah,
were
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. German and art. Okay.
She was like she was like fluent in everything.
A lot
like,
of languages, yeah.
It's so weird. Like she would just randomly like call out a name that is in Croatian. I don't know, like Greek. I remember she never remember our names.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. So that's basically how we met. When was the last time we FaceTimed? We FaceTimed
was it March, I think.
Oh my god, like time passed by so fast. And that was when the lockdown was happening.
Yeah.
We actually called each other because we wanted, I asked her to like, to collab.
The broccoli in the fridge.
we wanted to like collab on an artwork, like a design. And then, what the hell? Like, why did we even do the broccoli? Oh my god, like that sounds so stupid now. Because we wanted to do like an art, like a design that reflects the quarantine situation. Because like our topic was quarantine. And then, do you want to tell them your idea?
Yeah, basically I was running out of groceries and I only had a piece of broccoli in my fridge. So I sent Cassie a bunch of pictures of the broccoli.
And I was like, yeah, that would work for like the quarantine topic. And now thinking back, it's just so funny. Like,
we just abandoned the idea. I never talked about it again.
Yeah. And then I remember you also told me something really funny. You were like, you met the security guard or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. I went down like once in a while when I went outside. It was only the security guard there and like just a smile. And I was just like, oh my God, human contact.
That's so funny. Like the way you texted it, you were like, you said to yourself, yes, yes, yes. Like the way you texted it, I was just like laughing so hard. We all have like really crazy like quarantine stories. Should we get into the topic? Oh, but before we get into the topic, we started this thing called the Slump and Peak of the Week. I don't know if you know, Vithia. Yeah, so no. We started that from episode 6, and we would talk about like the slump and peak of the week of last week.
I see.
Yeah, so you can go first.
A slump? I don't know. I haven't really been up to much to have a slump. Maybe my sister's here and I can't really talk to her. It's like even worse because she's here. Well, I know a lot of people aren't really quarantining themselves when they get home, but yeah, my sister didn't want to make my parents sick and stuff. So I guess it's a good thing.
That's true.
So she's upstairs and locked in a room. She gets food deliveries. And yeah, I can't really talk to her properly, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, you're really close to your sister. Could be a slump. Yeah, yeah, you're really close to your sister.
My best friend. Yeah.
Aww, that's so cute.
Yeah, and I guess the peak of the week would also be my sister being back.
Oh, yeah. So it's like the peak and the slump. The slump of the week for me is, oh, I got my period this week, and every time my period comes, my mood just goes down, and I had like a back pain for a whole week. Like my lower back just was so sore, also because I have like back problems, and that like enhances the pain. So yeah, that was my slump. My peak, so I volunteer for this fashion show in our school. It's from a society, and I am supposed to design like the logo and stuff for them. I already submitted like my logo ideas, and that's already settled, like the logo and stuff is settled. But this time I had to send them like social media post designs, and this time they actually liked it, and it just went so smoothly, and I was so happy about it. But yeah, so that was our slump and peak, and I guess we'll get right into the topic that we're going to talk about. Vithia, you can start first. Like, tell them, like, your background, like, the places you've been to, like, why you moved, and, like, did you choose to move, and all that.
All right. Well, I was born in Germany, here in Berlin, and I guess I went to kindergarten. I went to kindergarten and grade one here. And then when I was 7, we moved to Canada because a lot of our relatives live in Canada. And I guess my parents wanted us to study in English. So we moved to Canada. We lived there for 5 years. So I went to elementary school and I started middle school in Canada. So up to grade 6. And then we moved to the UK, to London, I think when I was 12 or 13. And we were there for 3 years. So I did 3 years of high school there. I started the GCSEs there. I was halfway through it, and then we moved back to Germany.
Oh, God.
When I was, I think, 16. And then, yeah, came to Berlin, started in BIS, had to do 10th grade again, because I started year 11 in the UK. So I started, but I started halfway through the IGCSEs, which was really hard. And yeah, now I'm back in the UK, or well, I'm studying in the UK, and well, Germany is always home, so
yeah. Where do you, so you consider Germany as your home?
Yeah, I was born here and we always come back to Germany. If no matter like where we go to, it's always Germany.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Like you move to a lot of places, like you don't really have like a country where you stay like the longest, right?
Yeah, and it's for the dumbest of reasons, but...
Do you want to tell them the reasons, or...?
Well, it's basically it, like, pretty indecisive family.
Mm-hmm. And those...
Impulsive moves.
Always their decisions, right?
Yeah, mostly, yes. Well, yeah, we don't really have a say, do we know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever... I remember when we were in BIS, which is, like, our school in Berlin... I remember we were doing this like art, what is it? Awesome art assistant.
Oh my god.
We had to do CAS together, which is like extracurriculum in America. Mm-hmm. And we had this art teacher. He made like a CAS. And basically, the people who did the CAS had to clean the art rooms. And he called the group Awesome Art Assistant. Which is, that's stupid. But yeah, oh yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay, so like I remember this girl and then she asked you where you're from. And then I answered before Vithya could answer. I was just like everywhere. <She's> from everywhere.
Oh, I forgot to say I'm from, my parents are from Sri Lanka, Tamil. So yeah.
Yeah, how can you like forget that? It's so important. For me, I was born in Germany as well. We're both German babies.
Yeah.
I stayed there until I was around 4. In Germany, my dad did his master's there. And then we moved because he was going to do his doctorate in America. So we moved when I was 4. And I studied there for 2 years. So I did kindergarten and first grade. To be specific, I was in California. And yeah, that was a really good time. And then after that, my dad had to work. So he found a job in Taiwan. So we all moved back to Taiwan. And I spent most of my life in Taiwan, around 9 years. So basically, like most of my life. So I would consider Taiwan my home. It's, yeah, I would consider myself quite Taiwanese. Then we moved to Berlin.
Back to Germany.
Yeah, and that was actually my decision to move. So, like, the first two times were my parents' decisions. Mm-hmm. And then from Taiwan to Berlin, that was my decision. Because I was not having a good time in Taiwan. The education is really bad in Taiwan. I think my parents, like, coming from, like, Germany and then America, they really liked the Western education, and they knew that it's better for children. Because in Taiwan, everything is based on memorization, and you have to learn all the subjects, and you can't choose, like, for IB, you can choose, like, just one science or two sciences, or you can choose art. But in Taiwan, it's like all the sciences, all the humanities, just everything. It was hell.
Did you do that for your entire like education?
Until middle school.
Oh yeah.
But then for high school, you can only have two routes. You could either be like a humanity person or a science person.
Oh wow.
So if you're in the humanities like group, then you would have to do all the humanities, also still math science, but just less science and math. but it was so stressful, and I guess my parents could see that I wasn't enjoying myself, and I basically my mental health was really like effed up. So yeah, I was not doing well, and I didn't tell them I wanted to move, like, cause like I studied in like America before, so I know how better it is in America. So I really wanted to go abroad again, and I had a lot of friends who were also like me. They lived in like Western country before, and they were all going back to like their Western country, and I was like so sad. I was like, that's not fair. And I think gradually my parents could like hint that I wanted to leave, and they also wanted us to like have a better education. So my dad, he applied for a scholarship. He's a professor, so like he applied for a scholarship in Berlin, and basically he just goes there and learns things, and then he just brings the knowledge back to Taiwan. But he made that excuse to bring us all there so we could study there. So yeah.
That's nice.
Did you feel sad moving each time? Like each and every, yeah. Like explain like each and every like phase.
Obviously, yeah. Well, maybe going to Canada, I was more excited. I was like 6 years old, 6, 7 years old. So like we used to talk to our cousins like on the phone all the time. And it was like, they're all together. Most of my parents' siblings are in Canada. And so a lot of our cousins are in Canada as well. So I guess I really wanted to be part of that because our cousins were so close and we sort of felt isolated here. But yeah, so I was really excited. So was my sister to go to Canada. And my sister liked English. She was learning English for like a while. So yeah, I was happy to move to Canada. But leaving Canada, that was sad. I don't know. I really wanted to go to Germany because after Canada, we went to Germany first before we went to the UK. So I don't really want to go back. And plus, I lost most of my German. I was fluent, basically fluent before I went to Canada. And then by the time we came back, I literally knew nothing, like only basic German.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you were in Canada. Then you were back in Germany.
Yeah, for like a couple months.
Oh.
For like 4 months, I guess, we were in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was sad to leave Canada. And I guess I really liked going to school. And like I was part of a lot of clubs. I was really outgoing then. Like not exactly outgoing. I was still a bookworm and I still had a bit of social anxiety. But I was really into like joining clubs. And I was part of everything, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But soccer...
Wow.
Debate club, chess club. I even took part in talent shows. So weird.
Whoa, what? This is so not you.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to that because I also had a really great time in America. I feel like maybe it's like American like culture thing that really makes you happy and outgoing. I don't know.
And also Canada was so much more diverse than Germany.
That
like,
is
I went
so
to kindergarten
true.
And grade one, and I was only exposed to like a lot of white people, and I guess there was few Turkish kids. There's not a lot of like people who looked like me, I guess.
Mm.
And in Canada, there was a lot of that.
Yeah,
and I guess I could relate more to a lot of people there. So I was also sad to leave that, and coming back to Germany was just like huge culture shock. Even though I'm from Germany,
oh god,
it's like. I didn't really notice this before, but immediately after coming back, I noticed like people would look at you a certain way because I'm brown, and I guess they have certain preconceived ideas of people who are not white.
Yeah, in America, it's definitely more diverse, like depending on the place though, but the places that we lived in were really diverse.
There's a lot of nice Germans, but yeah, it's an old country with an aging population, so not everyone is that... open-minded.
Uh-huh. And when you went to the UK?
Going to the UK, that was mainly because my sister wanted to continue studying in English.
So
she applied to university in London and she got in, so we moved there. Maybe if we hadn't, I would have stayed in Germany. Who knows? Gone to a German school.
Yeah, I imagine you're fluent in German.
Oh god. Yeah. Yeah, so we went to UK. 3 years, I guess I grew up the most there, even though I was there the shortest.
Wait, what?
It's like from 13 to 16, obviously exposed to a lot more ideas and stuff at that age. I went to one school for 1 year, and then I had to move to another school because it was closer to our area, which sucked.
Oh,
I left my like best friend. I was really sad. And yeah, I was in the other school for 2 years. I did art. I really wanted to do art for A-levels as well. I was doing really well. And then we left right in the middle of the IGCSEs. So yeah, that just sort of disrupted my like streak. I was getting really good grades. I wasn't really that into sports and like clubs anymore. Like I wasn't that social anymore than I was in Canada. I guess it just decreased every time I moved. My confidence just went down.
So you think like moving kind of affects your
personality
or like confidence? Yeah,
because it's just like I feel so new and out of place, and like I don't have the confidence to like go out and do stuff. I could have, like, I don't know, I guess I wasn't that motivated.
I totally get that. I think like moving around definitely makes you more introverted. Like it can make you more introverted.
Like as an introvert already, and like already being a bit anxious,
even more
just
introverted.
Made it worse. Yeah.
Were you sad or happy to move from the UK to Germany?
I really didn't want to, because it was like disrupting my studies as well. So.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I wrote a whole essay about this in French because I was taking French IGCSE, and then the teacher was just like, "Oh my god, that sucks."
Oh my god. Wait, yeah, did you write this in like BIS?
In London, in my school.
Oh.
So we had to do this assignment, and I basically just poured all my emotions into that. Like, so I'm leaving because of blah, blah, not because I want to. She was, like, so surprised and sad.
Aw. Yeah. For me, I was born in Germany, and when I moved from Germany to America, I wasn't, like, conscious enough to know. Like, I was just, like, 4, so I wouldn't, like, know anything. And then moving from America to Taiwan, I think I would definitely feel sad, but also I was also too young, like, 6 years old, to even know what's going on. Like, what am I getting myself into, like... I just had to, like, follow my parents. That's basically what I did at the age of 6. But I remember a week before we left, my mom would schedule play dates for me every day. Because I had so many friends in America. Like, I was in a really great community. The 2 years there were just, like, the happiest times. I remember everything vividly. The class was also really diverse. Like, I remember my class. Half of them were Asians, like either like brown or like from East Asia. And like I think 1/4 were like Hispanic people. And then like the other 1/4 were either white or black. So white people were actually the minorities there, which is so weird. Like I feel like I was in an international school.
Yeah.
But
that's what it was like in Canada as well.
Yeah, it was public international school. So I had a really great time there. But yeah, when I left there, I didn't feel sad at that moment. But when I found out that I didn't like Taiwan, I started feeling sad. Then when I moved from Taiwan to Berlin, that was like my own decision. So I wasn't actually sad. I was just like, I want to get out of this place. Like, I just, I want to get, like, just, I don't care where I go. Like, I just want to get out of this island. Go somewhere, just anywhere. And no, I was not sad at all. I felt like I was starting new, like starting from scratch again. And I was just happy. But then actually, this is so weird. But before going to Berlin, we were a little bit uncertain because my dad still had to like confirm his scholarship. So I actually went to high school for 2 weeks. And I made friends there, and it was so hard to leave them.
Oh my gosh.
Middle school in Taiwan was so miserable for me, but then when I went to high school, I was like, oh my god, like, we have all these freedoms. Like, in middle school, we had, like, so many restrictions, like, the hair, and then, like, the uniforms, and a bunch of people, like, controlling us. But then in high school, we were so free, we could do anything. The teachers were so nice to us. Like, people were so nice. And then I was just so sad to leave. And I actually cried before leaving. And then my dad was like, why don't you just stay here? And we'll go with Anne, who's my sister, and my mom. And I would just stay there with my grandma. And I was like, what? No, this was my decision. So I still went with them. It was like bittersweet because I was glad to start fresh again, but then also sad because I left the people who I just met 2 weeks for 2 weeks. Did you have any cultural shock experiences?
Well, apart from like what I said, like, but coming back to Germany, I think it was more like pleased to go back to go to the UK, and like it's still diverse, and like I liked it more there because there's like a lot of different people there and everything was around. But I wouldn't say there was anything like particularly like shocking. It was like interesting places. It was like a lot of packed places and like street lights, like people don't usually like follow them. That was like small things.
Cause London is like a big city, so yeah. It's quite diverse, right?
Yeah, it's very diverse. We lived in a very diverse part, like, for, like, a short time. And it was, like, packed with people. It's, like, basically a lot of, like, Tamil shops and everything. So it's, like, a lot of, you see a lot of your own culture there as well. But, like, Germany is, like, the one thing that just, like, whenever I come back to Germany, it's, like, I have to readjust.
Yeah.
To, like, being here. I like Germany. I like that it's home. I'm used to it. I know everything around our home. It's comfortable, but like when I go outside, I always feel this anxiety.
Yeah.
Because like even the other week, we went out shopping and, you know, Karstadt and my mom, she bought this cream. She was going to buy this cream. Well, she bought it in the end anyway, but yeah, the story is it was like more than like 100 euros. So we went to the cashier. And then she was just like, oh, wow, it's so expensive. Oh, do you want me to call the, you know, the person that was dealing with the cream? Like, you know, they have sections for, like, brands and whatever.
Wait, call?
Like, yeah, so you can, like, clear out. You can get, like, a cheaper cream. They have it in smaller sizes and stuff. My mom didn't say anything. She was going to buy the cream.
Oh, uh-huh.
And this woman is just panicking for us. It's like she cares so much about our money or something. What? She's like, oh, my God, it's so expensive. Oh, my God. It's like no one buys anything over 100 euros in Karstadt. It's a bloody expensive store. But no, yeah. It pissed me off so much. She confused my mom and she was like, oh yeah, okay, call her. I'm just like, I'm standing there. I'm just like, I was so close to like getting at her, but my mom's like going along with her because she confused my mom thinking that it was like too expensive. But the whole idea that she immediately, her first reaction when she like checked out the thing was, oh, it's too expensive for you. I can get you something else.
Oh my God. So they just did it on purpose. Like,
it's like, oh, you're brown. You can't afford this.
Oh my God. Guys, this is in Berlin, right? This is in Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Berlin is like a really multicultural place. Like, you can see a lot of different people like in the city center, but most of them are tourists, I think.
Yeah. You just see a lot of white old women. I don't even see that a lot of men, honestly, but yeah,
that's so weird.
It's just like a lot of old people. Some people are really nice, but then you always get the certain looks when you're walking on the street. Like, people look at you strangely, especially now if there's always this anxiety that people are looking at you. But then most of the people who wear masks are foreigners. I only see Asian people or brown people wearing masks, like on the streets, and they look at you like you're doing something wrong when they're the ones walking around not giving a shit about other people.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, I remember there were like quite some news about like racism in Germany.
Oh yeah, the other day in the bank, my dad was wearing a mask and this drunk dude came up to him and he tried to take his mask off.
Holy cow. That is scary.
My dad had to like slam the table and just like tell him to back off. Like,
dude, that's scary. Like, your dad is like a guy, but what if it's like a woman? I would be so scared.
Yeah, and he was drunk, and a lot of racial issues.
Have you like you talked about, like your mom and your dad, like have you personally experienced any like racism?
Like there's like slight like looks, and like I feel like often like I've experienced, yes, I've often been like profiled, like going into certain shops, like they look at you and they follow you around.
What?
If you aren't white, or like you don't look a certain way, or you're not wearing the right clothes or something.
Oh my god.
Although this has also happened in the UK once or twice as well. I have been followed around in the store, like, even when you were as a family as well.
What? Okay, oh my god, that never happened to me. For me, I also like get looks a lot when I was in Germany. Like I always like feel so like self-conscious that there are people looking at me. It's so like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, like, oh my god, if you take the train in Germany, like the what is it called, the train from one city? The train from one city to the other that you
one
take
city to the other.
Yeah, like for example, you take the train from Berlin to Munich.
Oh, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, like if you take like the intercity trains, most of the people there on that train are white.
Yeah, that's true.
And people will just stare at you. It's so uncomfortable. And I remember like if I was walking on the street and some random dude would just come up to me and be like, "Ni hao."
Oh wow. Yeah, that happens too.
I don't know if I should feel like offended or not. Like is he like he or she trying to mock me? Or
I think like the thing with like East Asians, I've often heard people, they make fun of the language. Like
yeah.
Whenever, yeah, they always like talk some gibberish when someone Asian comes by. And it's so messed up.
I think they're just like thinking it as a joke. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you would think that maybe he wants to have a conversation with you, like bond with you, but I don't feel like they're trying to do that.
It's not really that inviting, like, or like welcoming.
Yeah, actually. It's just like in your face.
Yeah.
I remember like I was walking like on the east side of Berlin, and there were these stupid kids who came up to me, and I was with my friend from Taiwan, and then he talked in German, and he mm-hmm. thought I didn't understand what he was saying, but he was like, you are not even worth my jacket. Like you're not even worth the price of my jacket.
What the hell?
Yeah, and he said it in German. I was gonna say in German, but I don't speak German anymore. Yeah, like something like that in German. And I was just like, holy, like, what did you just say? Like, oh my god, so messed up, man. But I just like I didn't like say anything back. I just pretended I didn't understand. Which sucks.
Yeah, I get really stressed under these situations because I'm conscious that my German isn't that good, and I don't want to like prove the fact that, oh, I'm not German enough by saying something wrong. So like oftentimes I keep quiet, which I think I shouldn't do.
Yeah, I think I learned from like the Black Lives Matter movement. Like they say, like don't be silent, and then if you always keep silent, the people that are racist will keep on being racist. But it's so hard, honestly.
Yeah,
because I don't know, maybe I will do that next time, because last time I was with my friend in Leeds and someone was also like, "Ni hao," and then my friend, she just shouted "racist" like really loud, and I was like so shocked. Now thinking back, I think that it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Did you have to learn a new language, and how well did you catch up with it?
I guess I did when I moved to Canada. I wasn't really good with English. I learned a little English, I guess, in kindergarten. Yeah, but I had to learn most of the English like that. I went to ESL classes, and I guess I learned, read a lot of books. That's, I guess, how I got into reading. I was assigned a lot of books to read to learn the language, so I guess I adjusted by reading a lot of books, and yeah, that helped me learn English. Otherwise, I guess it was all right, because I was really young as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was harder for you.
Mm-hmm. But wait, but what about like going back to Germany?
Going back to Germany? Oh, obviously my German is not that good still. So when we started like German classes at school, I barely knew any German. I guess I slowly picked it up again, but obviously still not the same extent. So I'm still very self-conscious when I talk in German, and people obviously automatically assume that you're not German, or like they start talking to you in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that annoying sometimes, and it's also nice sometimes because like I want to practice my English, but then it's also more convenient that way.
You want to practice your English or German?
I meant German.
Oh.
Yes. German.
I was like, you need to practice your English.
Practice my German, but you know, English is convenient.
Yeah, that is so hard. Like, that's kind of tough because like you are German and you consider Germany your home, right? But then you still really can't really speak it fluently, speak German fluently.
What about for you?
Well, moving from Germany to California, I picked up English really quickly. I don't know how, like, I just picked it up really quickly. I was young.
English is pretty easy.
Yeah, and people were nice there too. Like, the teacher was really nice. I was really lucky to have, like, a really, really nice kindergarten teacher. I still remember her name. Her name is Meredith. I love her. And she was, like, really open to different cultures, so she would have us introduce our own country, where we came from. We had, like, a lot of potluck, so whenever we bring food, like, she'll be, like, really interested in the food and everything. It was just, like, great in California. So great. And then I moved to Taiwan. And, oh, yeah, I did have some problems with that because the only time I spoke Mandarin was with my parents. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom telling my teacher in Taiwan, she was just, like, she grew up in, like, America, and her Mandarin isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember finding it a bit hard, but then I also picked up after time went by. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Germany, and that was so hard. When I was in Germany, like, I had to like take German classes, and the only time I spoke German was in German class. And like, because I was in an international school, so I speak in English all the time. And the only time I can practice is when I go to, like, a supermarket. But I barely speak anyways. I just say, like, danke.
Me too.
Yeah. Only thing I think the only thing I say is danke or, like, yeah, nein.
Oh, my God. I forgot about die neue Schule.
Oh, yeah.
We went to German classes together.
Yeah.
I guess that actually did help a lot.
We did summer courses, and then we also took, like, after school German courses. And then we had this teacher who was, like, an opera singer.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, she was all right.
She was all right. Like, I didn't really like her, but anyways. Yeah. I think for, like, a language, it's, like, it gets harder when you get older. And German is really hard, and... Also, like, I didn't have any chance to practice German, so that's why I couldn't, like, I picked it up really slowly, and now I can't speak German at all. I can kind of understand a few words, but I'm not proud of this at all. Like, I wish I could speak three languages, but I can't.
Understanding German is easier than actually speaking it. It's so hard to, like, make the sentences in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Getting them out right.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just intuition because I'm shit with grammar.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember all the stuff.
The genders, what is it called?
Yeah.
Articles?
Articles, yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to the next question. How well did you adjust to school in terms of like making friends and like the school curriculum?
In Canada, I guess. It was pretty easy to adjust because I was still pretty young, and well, I was learning English, and my cousin went to the same school as me, so I guess it was nice to have someone familiar around. I made friends with most of our friends as well, so that was easy. But I also made like new friends. I had a really close friend for like 5 years. No, not 5 years, 4 years until I went to middle school. Yeah, kind of was pretty easy, honestly. Probably just why I liked it that much.
Mm-hmm.
The start, yeah. Now thinking back, Canada seems like such a, like, I don't know how to say this. It's like like an island of its own. It's like, I prefer to be in Europe now.
Really?
That just feels like it's too good, and like, I don't know. It feels disconnected.
You mean Canada feels too good, or?
Not too good. I don't know. It just feels disconnected from the rest of the world. I don't know. I feel like everything is like in Europe, and like I have experienced more, I guess, here. So my memories in Canada aren't that, I don't know, that important to me anymore. Even though that was a lot of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. And then the UK, London, that was really different. They had a totally different system. It was British English. something really annoyed me. I don't know why. The crisps and chips thing, it totally annoyed me at the start.
I'm annoyed at that too.
And uniforms. Yeah, I had to get used to wearing a tie. Like the year system also, that was strange because like I totally skipped 7th grade or year 7. I don't have a 7th anything on my report cards.
Really? Whoa.
I went to grade 6 in Canada and then year 8 in England because of the age.
Can you explain like the year system? Like how does, like it goes up to 13?
Yeah, it goes up to 13. They have like key stages. Mm-hmm. I don't really know much about it anymore, but it's like KS1, KS2, key stage 3. I was doing like key stage 3, that's like year 8, 7, 8. And 9, I'm not sure. And mm-hmm. then you have key stage 4 with just like IGCSEs. I mean, not IGCSEs, just GCSE and like 10, 11, 12. And then they have 6th form, which is 13 or 12 and 13, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of how it works. And yeah.
Wow.
And like the subjects and English, that was all like very different. I feel like I didn't learn on anything like very important in Canada. It was pretty chill. Like they had school projects. There's a lot of like hands-on stuff in Canada, which is really fun. You could be really creative and build a lot of things. You had a lot of dioramas and posters, which is really expensive. We built a lot of stuff out of clay. It was like my dad used to help us with it. It was like kind of nice.
Aww, yeah.
In a way, yeah. With projects and stuff. Like big projects, so like I really love to do that. But then it was really different in England. A lot of written stuff, and math was so much harder.
What, really?
Because like in Canada, you just basically did, I don't know, the last thing I remember doing is like multiplications and I don't know, like really simple stuff, like uh-huh. in sixth grade obviously, but then and when we went to England, it was like a lot more advanced for mm-hmm. me anyway, because I wasn't used to that, like, I don't know, rigorous, like, learning. Yeah, I had to really catch up on a lot of things, science, math, everything. But I guess I did fine to begin with, because I was still a little motivated, and
mm-hmm.
I made a few friends. It was all right.
That's good. I relate to the part that you talked about, like, the project, in like, projects in Canada. Because in America, it's also the same.
Yeah.
And I was only 6 years old or 5, and I had to do a like presentation in front of the class. It was so cute. But I had to make a proper poster of, I was presenting penguins. particularly like a species of penguins. The really like tall ones with like yellow, with a yellow chest. Like those really,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, empire penguins? I don't know the exact names, but I had to present that. I remember my mom was like, what the hell, like they tell you to make a poster when you're 5? And then she had to make the poster for me. Like I remember she was like doing it with me, and then like she had to print out the words, and we were like sticking them on the poster, and I had to like do a practice in front of them, like present penguins. So cute. And I still remember what I said. It's so weird. Like, I remember me standing in front of the classroom, and I was like, this species can grow as tall as me.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then everyone was like, whoa. I remember that. And I was like, so like impressed with myself. Wow, this is so cool. Like,
was so cute.
Yeah, but then in Taiwan, we didn't get to do that, and it was just so not fun. Like in America, like all like the assignments are really fun when you're young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I go to class in Taiwan, and everyone's sitting on a wooden, like on a wooden, I can't find my words, on a wooden chair with wooden tables, and everyone's facing one way, and then teacher's just writing on the chalkboard. So yeah, like adjusting, it was so hard. In Taiwan, it was basically like you were controlled by the teacher. You also had to wear uniforms like you did in the UK. Wait, but in the UK, is it really strict? Because it looks like it's strict.
Well, yeah, I guess if you wore like too short, like skirts, or didn't wear a tie properly, they would call you out on that. But I saw quite a lot of people didn't really follow it properly. Uh-huh. By the end of the day, everyone's uniform was like messed up. But I also really liked it in a way, like every morning, like putting on a tie. That's felt nice. Cool. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But like, are they strict on other things? Like you can't like have a boyfriend or girlfriend?
No, I don't think so.
For us, it was kind of like that. Like we could be in relationships, but sometimes they will want to get involved in that. They would want to be like, who's your boyfriend? And then I'm just like, why do you want to get into our private lives? Like, that's so disgusting.
I remember this one thing when you bring that up. It's like they provided like, I think in grade 9 or year 9 or whatever, they started this thing where they like gave condoms and stuff out for free in the office or whatever. I had no idea what that was at that point. I had no clue. And people were like going and getting stuff. And that's like the first time I realized what the hell was going on. They were like really accommodating, and I guess they were open about stuff.
Towards that stuff.
Yeah. There was posters and people were like laughing at it. I had no clue what it was.
Did you have any education on it?
Yeah.
But you didn't know?
I don't know, not to that level, just like maybe the reproductive system.
Uh-huh.
I think more so, I think I skipped that part of my life.
Maybe they knew because...
education.
They knew because they were experienced.
Who knows? Maybe they had it earlier. I just had no clue. What about Germany?
Oh yeah, I forgot that. When I moved to Germany, it was really hard because in Taiwan... Like, I already talked about that, but, like, in Taiwan, like, everything's based on memorization, and there are barely any projects, so you barely talk in front of the class. And then when I moved to Germany, it was just more of, like, projects, and especially the IB, it's so different. You have to be really proactive, and... It's basically, like, people call it pre-uni, actually.
Yeah.
Because we basically do what first-year university students do. And that was really tough because we had to do, like, essays and, like, write a lot of, like, our thoughts about things. We had to do, like, our own bio experiment.
That was horrible.
And, yeah, like, it was just so hard for me. But then I think I got used to it. In like 11th grade. Yeah, but it was always a struggle because I'm like in Taiwan, I've always been like a really shy and soft spoken person. I am still now, but I think I'm a bit better now. But before, being like shy and like quiet isn't really a problem in Taiwan because you don't need to talk. You don't have the chance to talk. So
yeah,
being quiet doesn't really like make a difference on your learning or like your grades. But then when I moved to Germany, I realized how quiet I speak. People don't hear me. I'm just like shouting and people don't hear me. Like the German, like German, like woman at the desk would be like, was? Like, I don't know. Like, just like, what? I can't hear you. I'm just like, I'm shouting.
Yeah, I have that problem too.
Yeah, and then they just, like, you just have to be a lot more, like, loud in class. You, like, you have to, like, contribute, and do a lot of presentation. Critical thinking was really important.
Yeah.
So that was my experience adjusting to school in Germany. The next question is, have you ever rejected your own culture? Maybe for you, it's like your Sri Lankan culture. Like, have you ever rejected it?
I guess for a really long time, I didn't really identify with it. It's not been that really important part. It's not been a really important part of my life, for very long time. I think more so around when I was 16, 17, I started more to think about I am Tamil, I'm Sri Lankan, what it means to be Tamil and Sri Lankan Tamil. And I started to learn more about what happened, why my parents came to Germany, because they were fleeing a war, and what was happening in Sri Lanka. I wrote my extended essay on the Sri Lankan war. And I started to learn Tamil more. But before that, I guess I was just a kid going in a Western world. I didn't really I don't really pray. I'm not religious. I'm atheist. I consider myself to be an atheist. My parents don't understand that.
So you grew up in a Tamil.
Yeah, my parents are religious Hindu.
Hindu, I mean, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But you don't consider yourself believing what they believe.
Yeah, I don't really believe in any god, I guess. Yeah.
But have you ever rejected your skin color because you're different?
I don't think I've ever rejected. I think I have felt ashamed in certain situations. Or, I have certain ideas about myself that make me feel that I am inferior. I guess that's part of, growing up in Germany. I have had those feelings for a very long time. And I guess I still have them. I always feel self-conscious. I always have less self-esteem when I come to Germany. And it's always been something that I have to deal with. But I don't think I've dealt with it well.
Mm.
I guess it's something I'm still working on.
Me too. I also feel self-conscious that I'm Asian in Germany. I don't know. In the beginning when I moved to Germany, I was actually, I was the opposite. I really, was proud of my culture because I was the only Asian in my class. I was in a different school in the beginning. I was in another school and then I transferred. But in my first school, I was the only Asian and I would be, the token. So people would be what do you speak and where you're from? They're all really curious and I would be really proud to explain to them. I think over time, my Taiwanese culture or inner Taiwanese me kind of washed away. I became Westernized. And then I started kind of being ashamed of the culture because I would meet up with Taiwanese people. Well, they're not actually my friends, but friends of my dad's. And I would find myself unable to converse with them because we just couldn't agree on anything. And then I would be not disgusted. It sounds so bad, but I would just be I don't really like making friends with really, really Taiwanese people because we just don't really
think the same way.
Yeah. But that person is from is also Taiwanese. Oh, it's really complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. It's different, really different to my experience because I guess I've never really most of the Tamil people I know, they're part of the Tamil diaspora. They left the country because of a genocide happening there. So they all have a similar experience, most of the Tamil people that I've known. So they also grew up Westernized, so it wasn't like that, but going back to Sri Lanka, I'm sure there's a lot of differences. I've been twice in my life, so not a lot of interaction there.
The next question is, in what culture or setting do you find yourself to be more comfortable in?
Setting, I guess wherever my family is, I'm comfortable to be myself. But I guess also Honestly, I when I thought of that question, I was trying to think of it myself, like, where am I more comfortable? I don't think I'd be comfortable in Canada, honestly. It's like totally different. I feel like it's very different to like the way I like dress or like the way I talk. It's very different there. I guess it's like, it's very different. It's like more fashion and...
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, it also depends.
I feel like I'm sort of generalizing, but like from like what I see from my cousins and stuff, I can't really relate to them. They have like a totally different life.
I think it depends on the country, not the country, like the location. Because like in California, it's like sunny and everyone wears like crop tops. They just wear less things. And then on the East Coast, people are wearing like thick jackets, sweaters.
Yeah. I guess I'm more comfortable, like, in the UK.
Yeah, you're back there studying. How do you feel?
Well, I guess it was easier to get into it, come back. I don't know. It was nice.
You think, like, UK would be the place that you're more comfortable
in? Yeah, it would be the ideal place, I don't know, I guess, to continue with in the future, to stay. Obviously, I don't know where I'll be going after uni, but who knows, maybe. My sister might also settle there, so... That probably is the ideal place because language wise, diversity wise, well, there's still a lot of shit happening there as well, but I guess it's better.
Would you want to live in London?
Maybe not in London. I feel like from what I've experienced, it's like too crowded for my liking. I think I would prefer more of like
Manchester.
I like Manchester, like probably the north. Maybe even I want to go to Scotland once.
Scotland is nice, I heard. Yeah. I think the place that I'm most comfortable is Taiwan. To live there, I love to go back to Taiwan, but I don't want to study there. I just hate the study part, but I love the people. I love, like, the culture and everything. Everything's, like, really convenient there. But just studying, nah. I don't want to go back to study there. I don't know. Maybe I would want to go back to America, but the last time I've been there was when I was sick, so I don't know if I would like it still, and the healthcare is not good. So maybe still Taiwan, I guess. Maybe if I went to Canada and I will if I actually go there and see if I like it, but I feel like Canada would be a great place to live because their healthcare is better, right? I just care about healthcare.
I'm not sure. I was pretty young, so I think it is quite okay. Yeah, it is a nice place to live. Like, you have your house, you have your car.
I want to live in Vancouver.
Yeah,
or Toronto.
Like, there's like different places. Like, are different. Like, I've lived in a very suburban area. It's like you could get. You had to get everywhere with your car. So everything wasn't really near you. But the school area and everything, that's really nice. It's like you have your neighborhood. There's like three schools in it. You have your primary school, your middle school, high school. It's all in one area.
I miss that. That's like the dream life. Like living at a place where you can like drive and you have like a little community. I was thinking of Singapore, but then they don't have, like, the seasons. They don't have, like, winter or, like, autumn. They're just, like, summer whole time. Oh, yeah. So let's conclude the conversation that we're having. And I want to ask you, like, what do you think you learned throughout these, like, experiences moving to different places?
Huh. Honestly, this is a really hard question.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, please go first.
I think I learned the most when I was in Berlin because I learned to like be more independent because in Taiwan, the culture is really different. Like all like my friends would stick together. We would go to the bathroom together, do everything together. But then in Germany, people don't really do that. I remember I was new and then people don't really like talk to me. This is so sad. But people aren't that welcoming. Because in Taiwan, like, whenever there's a new student, that person would really easily just get along with everyone. But then in Germany, when I was in the international school, I don't know. I feel like you have to be strong yourself and take initiative yourself. And I learned to like be more proactive, talk louder in class and stuff like that. Basically just being independent. It's what I really learned a lot. And I actually did like an artwork about this, like being independent.
I guess for me too, I guess I'm still learning how to be independent and stay motivated and I guess be proactive. Like that's a thing I've struggled with for like ever since like moving back to Berlin. I think I lost a lot of motivation because I was kind of sad and I don't know, not really happy.
Sad because
I don't know, like I don't really want to be in Germany and I don't really know what to do. I don't really have a lot of confidence in myself either, so I sort of just lost the flow. I started slacking in school as well. Before I was like a proper perfectionist and I like aimed for like the highest grades and joined a lot of clubs.
Yeah, I feel like it's an experience that has pros and cons. I mean, every experience has pros and cons, but this experience, I personally feel like the pros definitely outweighs the cons. Yeah, I feel like it's a blessing in disguise. Like at first it's like, oh my god, like I hate like this country, like I hate my new life, but then what you get out of it is really valuable and unique. So yeah, I just wanted to end this episode or this conversation by saying like what we learned. That's about it for today's topic, starting fresh in a new country. And thank you, Vithya, for being on our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yay! Thank you for giving your time. And yeah, Vithya and I are both introverts. And like, I'm really like happy like introverts can also like share their thoughts to the world and everything. That's why I wanted to do this podcast because I'm an introvert. But anyways, follow us on Instagram at One Flight Apart. And tune in every Monday because we will upload every Monday. And give us a rating on Spotify. And thank you for the support that you guys have for us right now. Thank you to all the listeners. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.